With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With us, joins us right now. She's Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, and she joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. You sound busy.
Sounds like a party.
Let me try to go somewhere where it's a little bit more quiet. I am actually at the golf outing right now, and we are going to be talking to, we actually might be talking to Deshaun today, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I guess there would be no better person to ask about that than him. And then we'll have Kevin too. So yeah, it should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, Deshaun might have an idea. What do you think?
Yeah.
What's your idea?
I would think he would have an idea. I wrote a column the other day saying that they should pursue him because why not? I mean, you know, why not go ahead and pursue him? If you are all in and you're trying to make it to the Super Bowl, you know, why wouldn't you do that? You would. I mean, that's why you go out and you sign the Za'Darius Smiths of the world and all the other players that you have acquired. So if I were them, I would go ahead and pursue it, toss your hat into the ring, you know, just see what, see what comes of it and kind of go from there.
Mary Kay, can you give us the red carpet report from the golf outing? Who's out there today? Who's not? Or not who's not, but who's out there?
It's all just getting underway. And, okay. You know, I don't know what players are playing in it yet, but a lot of the players are going to be joining the foursomes, at least for the first nine holes. And I'm sure it'll be mostly, you know, guys that, you know, that enjoy golf. But I don't know exactly who's going to be here yet. Like I said, I know Deshaun will be here. And a number of other guys, but not 100% sure yet which ones are all going to be golfing today.
If you're DeAndre Hopkins, are you thinking Cleveland, and are you thinking reuniting with Deshaun Watson? I thought it was interesting, Mary Kay. A list came out of. Do you think he'd want to come here?
Oh yeah, sure. He would want to play with Deshaun Watson and be reunited with Deshaun Watson. They're very close. They're very good friends. He made the Pro Bowl three straight seasons when he played with Deshaun. So there would be no reason he wouldn't want to play with Deshaun. The only reason why he didn't name Deshaun in that situation was because he kind of knew at that point he was not on the radar. He was still under contract. With Arizona at that point. And the game has changed now. Now he's a free agent, and anybody can toss their hat into the ring. And all of the things that he has on his wish list, they check off all those boxes. Stable management, good defense, a quarterback that rallies the troops and really wants to win, opportunity to win a Super Bowl. So, the Browns check off all those boxes. And, of course, why wouldn't he want to play with Deshaun Watson? So, it's definitely something that they should at least inquire about.
I think it would be a fabulous pickup, Mary Kay. I mean, that would put them over the top in anything they could possibly do this offseason. After beefing up the defensive line, adding some other depth at wide receiver, if you could bring in a guy of that caliber. And I wonder, how do you make it work financially? Or do you think he's willing to not take the money that he, you know, might command to come back here for a year?
Well, I think sometimes you take a little bit of a discount to to get into a situation where you can win a Super Bowl and where you can hit the jackpot again in the off season, and you can play with somebody that you like and you find that good defense. So if all things, you know, if all things are being equal, you would take more money to play with, you know, the different team. But if things are not equal, you might take a little bit less to play for a team that has every single thing that you want. So we'll see how that goes. But, you know, the money, it's not going to come cheap. It's not going to come cheap. But the Browns are very, very creative. Whatever money they would need to pay him, they can find it.
Mary Kay, what was your biggest takeaway from last week? And, you know, what's the mood of the organization? I know it feels like we're a million miles away from a game. But, yeah, I mean, you can tell if there's a good energy around camp.
Yeah, it's really good. It's always really good at this time of year, though. So I can't honestly say it feels all that much different than it did in any other year that, you know, that people have been really super excited about the Browns. I mean, perhaps different in those years where you knew that they weren't poised to win. But in other year, recent years, when you've had, you know, Baker and Nick Chubb and Odell and Jarvis Landry, and they were, people were talking Super Bowl, you know, it has that feel to it where everybody's really, really excited about what's going on around this football team.
What's the defensive line feel like to you? I'm kind of giddy about the guys that he brought in. I love the fact that he brought in some guys with experience and a little bit of flair, it seems, Mary Kay.
Yeah, that's gonna be you know, a strength of the team. They've committed a lot of resources to it. You know that Jim Schwartz is going to do everything he can to make sure that those guys are doing, you know, really well and getting to the quarterback and getting their sacks and all those kinds of things. So so the defensive line is definitely going to be something to watch this year. And it will, I think it has the potential to be one of the better ones in the NFL.
Listening to Za'Darius Smith last week was so refreshing, Mary Kay, especially when he started talking about his contract. I'm like, who does that? You know? And so I just wanted to hear, you know, your take on him. And I know guys win the press conference all the time, especially their first. But, man, I'm excited to see him on the field, and I can't wait to hear what comes out of his mouth next because he's refreshing.
Yeah. I thought the contract talk was interesting. You don't often hear guys admit that, you know, that was the reason, you know, that you left the team. You know, sometimes they try to sugarcoat that a little bit. But, you know, he was more than happy to just kind of be honest about how that all went down. And he's very happy here. He's got his $11.75 million guaranteed, which is what these guys want. They want guaranteed money. And that's another thing that, like, if you want DeAndre Hopkins here, you give him a boatload of guaranteed money up front, and you dangle that in front of him, and that's something these guys really appreciate. So Za'Darius comes in very happy, not just because of that, of course, but chance to work with Myles Garrett and really have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Mary Kay, should we look into the Browns working out Daryl Henderson in any way, shape, or form? Not necessarily just because it's him, but because they're looking at veteran running backs.
Yeah, I think it's something to keep an eye on. They'll sign someone, and it's just a matter of who. They have to, you know, they're doing their due diligence on all of these guys. So, yeah, I mean, I think you can read something into that. Yeah, but I don't necessarily know if they're planning to sign him, but they are. I do, and I have been writing that they will sign some kind of a running back at some point, I think, before training camp.
I would agree with you on that. I thought there were some rankings that I saw, Mary Kay, on corners that I thought were pretty fascinating, and corners around the NFL, and they had Martin Emerson ranked higher than Denzel Ward and Greg Newsome not on those rankings. And I, on one hand, I thought, well, I don't know if I agree with that. On the other hand, I thought, boy, did they get a good one in Martin Emerson. Are they set at corner with those three guys? It clearly is a position of strength on the defense, and I just wonder, how that evolves.
Yeah, they're pretty well set at cornerback. They like what they have. You know, they've got three starting caliber cornerbacks that they really like a lot in Denzel, Martin Emerson, and Greg. And some of those rankings come from, you know, last year and how they played last year. Denzel got off to a rocky start, and I know he's looking to rebound and have a better season. So yeah, we'll have to kind of see how it goes. But I would say that, you know, they feel really set there. I don't see that that is a position where they're going to be going out and looking for a bunch of new faces.
Mary Kay, this is a question. I think if you're listening along the way and you're wondering, okay, the Browns are in Berea right now and they're doing OTAs, what really gets accomplished at OTAs? Like, I don't know that fans know. I mean, we know that they kind of do a little bit here, a little bit there, but what's the goal of OTAs and what gets accomplished?
Well, they're practicing 11-on-11s and they're installing, you know, new schemes, and the new coordinators in Bubba Ventrone and Jim Schwartz are working with their teams for the first time, working with their players for the first time. You've got Kevin Stefanski, now he's got Deshaun Watson for the whole season, and he's out there getting his timing down with his new receivers. He's got five new pass catchers. So a lot gets accomplished, a real lot gets accomplished, and coaches really, really appreciate it when players show up for OTA. So it's really not just a throwaway situation.
Mary Kay, enjoy the golf outing.
Thank you. Hopefully, hit them straight. You should just go out and play. Forget about it.
Yeah, forget covering.
I should. Yeah, why work today?
Yeah, I agree. Golf.
Unless Deshaun says that, you know, he's had a house guest this weekend or something.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see. All right.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
I'll talk to you guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.